opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Welcome to www.mikebroadcastddv.com every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock and also on Mike Live. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I am not in the studio today because I cannot take any live phone calls, but I'm here teaching and preaching and equipping like I always do. I want to talk today about something I began to expound on at one of my AI 237 broadcasts on Mike Live. I want to talk about different ways that God delivers and why it's more important that you find a way to be practicing the kingdom so when trouble or test or trial comes, you're already working it. You don't want to try to work up faith in the 11th hour. You want faith to be active and operating to its fullest degree so when trouble comes, you're already ready for us. Nothing is worse than trying to stir up faith in times of emergencies. You want to be really ready so when the enemy comes, you already got your whole armor on, you're ready to stand, you're ready to fight. I'm going to look at three different things in the book of Daniel to show you that though the enemy comes in three different ways, God can deliver you in three different ways. Don't get mad at God because he doesn't deliver everybody the same way. God is not a cookie-cutting God. He has original patterns, different ways, and different mechanisms how he raises people up. And sometimes, because I think we live in an American culture society, we think everybody get the same thing. But really, in reality is, people that work harder sometimes get more. Some folks who are lazy get less. And some folks are mistreated. Some folks are treated unjustly. But even though life is unfair, God is good. You're going to find out that the word poor does not always mean in money or finances. Poor can be poor in faith, poor in tenacity, poor to motivate yourself. So there's different ways. So we're going to get into this study. I'm going to show you how Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were delivered, set free. But there were three different specific instances I want to point out to you that I want to update the 21st century to show you that just because a trial or a test or a tribulation comes against you, there's a way to maintain kingdom control and that God will deliver the way he wants to. What matters more is that we're obedient to the kingdom before the trouble comes. I found that a lot of saints suffer a lot, suffer unnecessarily, panic, become afraid, and become stressed out because they know they don't practice kingdom before the day of trouble. They don't tithe, they don't give, they don't support ministry. Church is not foremost on their mind. All they're concerned about is what they want to do. But it's funny, when someone gets sick or when someone's in trouble or someone's loved one's in trouble, they got to go back and kind of figure out, okay, I'm sorry, God. I have not been walking with you. I don't want to need God when I need God. I want to always have God so I can have God. If you catch that. Some of you watching me and listen to me, you have a problem. You're not faithful to God until trouble comes. And sometimes, the truth be told, and you can't say this at funerals, sometimes God says it's too late. You turned wrong. You didn't repent fast enough. I gave you enough chances, and you didn't listen. You're hard-headed. And so that goes to everybody, not just one person, everybody. Good afternoon, Virginia Shoulders. You're watching Mike Live. Well, I'm also on www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And what I want to do, I'm going to pray, get into this word, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show you different ways and different mechanisms of how God delivers and God makes whole and how God frees. And it may not be the one way that you're comfortable with. You might not like it, but it's the way that God decides to deliver you. You know, it's the way that God wants to bring you up and how God wants to bring you out. I'm going to show you also some political insight to sometimes you suffer because of politics. You suffer because of government. You suffer because the people over you are crazy. And it trickles down to you. But no matter what's above you, what's next to you, what's to the right of you, you will be able to maintain control as your operating kingdom. Thank you, President Crystal. Glad you understand I'm on the air. Thank you so much. I love being in your shoulders. So let's pray, and let's get into this kingdom message on three ways God delivers. Okay, let's pray. Well, God, we thank you that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory, and you give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches of the inheritance that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, word, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. God is good. Three ways God delivers. I'm going to show you some political things and how we as a people, if we hold on the kingdom, we will overcome any political opposition. I'm going to show you that sometimes you are affected by the trickle-down effect. It isn't your fault directly, but it's your fault indirectly. All right? Stick with me. Good afternoon to Thaddeus Parker, Virginia Shoulders. I do extend it to both of you join the N318 circle. I see you guys are hanging on my page for a long time. I want you to join my circle, Thaddeus Parker. I want you to join my circle, Virginia Shoulders. President Crystal's on Inboxer and asking how can I join McDuffie's N318 squad. When I see people around me for a while, I want to draw you in and make a commitment so I can train and raise you up. Three things I want to show you in the book of Daniel. If I have time, I'm going to see if I can get something else. But I want to show you three ways God delivers. And I'm showing you that the way God delivers is a purpose and a plan and a way that God does it. God doesn't do things just to show off his power and his might. It always has a strategic understanding behind it. It has a meaning behind it. It has something that God wants to communicate not only to you, but the people who surround you, who observe you, who study you. You are impacting more lives than you think. People are watching you, Thaddeus Parker, President CBJ. People are watching you. Don't get discouraged by people. You got to stay fixed on your target. And I pray that people's faith will not fail in the time of testing, okay? If you go to the book of Daniel and go to the second chapter, go to Daniel chapter 2, let me show you one of the attacks of the enemy. And the first attack is to chop off your head. I want to get rid of you because I am politically frustrated. That's the political move. I want to get rid of you because I am personally politically frustrated. That's number one, okay? And that's Daniel chapter 2. When you get to Daniel chapter 3, I want to throw you inside of the fire because I am politically embarrassed because you don't bow down. So you're embarrassing me. You throw me out on the carpet. So I'm going to throw you in the fire. And then number 3, I'm going to throw you in the lions because I've been caught up in a political game. I don't mean to cause you harm, but I passed certain laws that cause you harm on the down trickle side. Did you catch all three of those? Some of you watch me, you are in trouble, not because someone does not like you directly, but indirectly you're in trouble because of somebody else, because you stood up, you took a stand, or because you spoke up, or because you have a way of saying, I'm not bending. Now, you can bend, I'm not going to bend. I'm just not punking like that. You like to punk like that, I'm not going to punk like that. And when you take that type of stand, sometimes that is embarrassing to those who are trying to punk you, okay? And we live in a society where people play music and want you to dance to the beat. And sometimes I have to say, I'm not dancing that song. As you can find someone else to dance to that song, I'm not dancing that song. Hello, Kenny J. Wilkins. And so a lot of times, Apostle Peter Bruno, my nationwide pastor, we don't understand that the story of Daniel shows you three different ways where God escapes your escape. One, you escape from the chopping off of your head. Two, you escape from the fire. And three, you escape from the lions. All right? Three different attacks by Satan. And all three, God makes a way of escape. But watch this. Being aware of the escape route is just as important as the escape itself. So sometimes Kenny Walkers and sometimes President Crystal and sometimes we have a tendency to want someone else's deliverance. We want someone else's plan. Okay. All right. They said Jesus' name three times. Let me say Jesus' name three times. Oh, they spin around doing the funky chicken. Let me spin around doing the funky chicken. God said, oh, no. That's not the way I'm going to use you. I'm going to deliver you a little bit different. And so we get frustrated because we want the same deliverance that your neighbor has. All right. Now listen to me. You're watching Mike Live, and you'll also listen to www.mikebroadcastdbb.com. And it's on a Saturday, July the 6th. It's important to listen to me. This is the greatest month of the year, the month of my birth. And I got to encourage people's faith because I know when you start dealing with saints, boy, they will quit on you in a minute, boy. They'll get missing. You won't know where they at. And I know that's the enemy trying to discourage God's people. And my job as an apostle and a prophet, a radical change and encouraging is to keep you focused on the target. In the book of Daniel chapter 2, you already know the story. Nebuchadnezzar had a frustrating dream. It was so frustrating, he couldn't even remember it. He called his little group together, his close group, his Babylonian wise men, which also include Daniel and three Hebrew boys. But Daniel and the three Hebrew boys were not at the first meeting when he started talking about his dreams. And then when you get to verse 7 of chapter 2, he says, once more they replied, let the king tell the source of the dream, and we will interpret it. The king said, I'm certain that you are trying to gain time because you realize that this is what I firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I know that you can interpret it for me. But watch this. The astrologers or the Chaldeans said, Julian the Great, but yes, the Chaldeans said, there's not a man on earth. That's why Daniel went to heaven to get the answer. There's not a man on earth who can do what the king asked. No king, however, great and mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asked is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live amongst men. Jesus did, Elohim, God Almighty, lived inside of Jesus. So he's speaking prophetically of Christ coming. Verse 12, this statement made the king so angry and frustrated that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon, which included Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, who was not at this gathering. All right? So the decree was issued, a law was written, a policy was passed to put all wise men to death, and the men that was sent looking for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. Verse 14, very key. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put them to death, most likely he has an axe. He has the right to chop off heads. That's what they did. So he shows up at Daniel's house to say, by the law of the king, by the rule of the king, by the jurisdiction of Nebuchadnezzar, and I see your name in our list, I stop by your house to say hello, and now I'm here to chop your head off. Which means Daniel and his three Hebrew boys are in trouble because of the king's frustration. There is a political frustration that will down trickle the others because the up top is frustrated. Sometimes you suffer because someone else is frustrated. Listen to me closely. Sometimes your life is threatened. Sometimes folks talk about you because they're frustrated and they can't get an answer to a situation. They got a dream. They got a perplexing situation. And because they're mad, because they're in a bad mood, because they got power to mess with someone else, they start passing laws and doing stuff to frustrate a people or frustrate a segment of people or even frustrate employees on the job. Sometimes political frustration up top can cause stuff to stir at the bottom, okay? That's one type of problem. One, the devil comes to chop your head off. And sometimes it's caused by political frustration because those at the top cannot understand what's going on. And some of you might find yourself in trouble because someone else is frustrated. Hello, Faith, Kimberly Bazemore. And sometimes you got to be very careful not to jump to conclusion because sometimes folk are doing wrong to you, not because they hate you, it's just that they're personally frustrated, okay? Know how to target your attack. Don't target the flesh and blood. Target the spirits, okay? So, of course, the Bible says in verse 14 of Daniel chapter 2, when Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel and his three Hebrew boys are on the list, my translation, spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's official, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? And then Arioch starts to talk the matter over with Daniel. This is very powerful, woman of God, First Lady Bazemore. This is very powerful. This means this attack has come to chop your head off. This attack is due to political frustration. But look at the strategy and the methodology and the kingdom awareness that Daniel uses to dismantle this anger. He goes into the gifts of the spirit and moves into the spirit of communication. He used not guns, not bombs, not cursing someone out, not you don't use none of the language we use on Facebook Live. He real smooth and cool, and he says to Arioch, yo, why your boss so upset? You see that? Watch how soft the voice is. Why your boss so upset? Why your boss so upset? And Arioch, I have to imagine this, puts the axe down, has a seat, and sits across from Daniel and explains to Daniel what's going on with his boss. He said, listen, I only work for the man. If I don't cut your head off, they might cut my head off. And what Daniel does, and this is very key to many of you watching, Pastor Marcus and Faith, don't lose your temper. Stay cool and calm. And this is how you stop your head from getting chopped off. Use communication skills. Think thoroughly through. Don't attack in the flesh. Back up and breathe and start saying to yourself, you know what? I need to meet with the king and talk with him. Now, when you get to verse 16, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he may interpret the dream for him. Now, that's a very unusual scripture because you don't walk up to the king. You have to be introduced. Someone got to escort you in. But Daniel has the favor of God on him. He walks up to the king and says, by the way, I know you're frustrated and angry, but cut down. I need you to calm down because I'm going to get the interpretation. And Nebuchadnezzar had to say, okay, Daniel, okay. And he gives Daniel time. So we all went through chopping off Daniel's head to giving Daniel time. So one of the attacks of Satan is to decapitate you, to chop your head off because of political frustration. Something is frustrating on top, and so they take their frustration out on you. Catch me, Pastor Marcus. Catch me, Faith Kimberly Bazemore. Sometimes it's not a direct attack on you. It's just that your boss or someone that got power or someone that writes your check is frustrated, so they take their frustration out on you. But look how Daniel responds. He does not react. He responds. And this is how he responds. He says something like this. He says, Arioch, I know you work for the king. Why are your boys so upset? Talk to me. And because Daniel is a statesman, smooth and cool, Arioch, I can imagine, drops the axe. Let me put this axe away for a few minutes. I know by law I'm supposed to cut your heads off, but let me tell you what's going on with the king. So God gives him favor in the midst of political frustration. Can I not tell you, some of you are watching me today, as you join your faith with mine, God is going to give you favor with people who are politically frustrated or administratively frustrated, or they're frustrated and they're taking their frustration out on you. Don't allow their frustration to make you frustrated. I pray, may God give you wisdom so you respond wisely. Pick your words wisely. Always respond with a spirit of tact. But the Bible says in verse 14 of Daniel 2 that Daniel spoke with Arioch with wisdom intact. What's the word wisdom means? It really means application of what I call prudent actions. Application to apply certain things skillfully. Be very careful how you say it, when you say it, who you say it to. So with real wisdom intact, Daniel said, why your boy so upset? And once Ariad tells him why the king is upset, he says, you know what, let me go before the king. Let me calm his nerve. And the Bible says Daniel went before the king and just asked for time. He didn't say, could you please change that law? Could you change that procedure? How dare you try to kill us? We wasn't even in the meeting. You know, Daniel don't do none of that. He just says, just give me time. I'll get the interpretation for you. There is a spirit of wisdom, and there's an anointing. I mean, if you're watching me, I'm telling you, you didn't see what I'm telling you today. You'll be able to talk folks out of their anger. You'll talk them down for their frustration. Be very careful not to go tit for tat. Don't get angry because they get angry at you. Hello, Bernella, Bar. And a lot of times we miss our promotions and we miss our breakthroughs because when someone is frustrated, we jump back with frustration. I just reconnected with someone that had not spoken for over 30 days. And the enemy was lying in my ear and said, he heard something, he can't stand you, he hates you. See, the enemy will lie in your ear. And I just stayed calm, send prayers, send words. And finally, after about 30 days, really close to 2 months, I finally heard from the person. Which goes to show, if I had texted a frustrating text due to how I was treated, I would have missed the breakthrough. So sometimes, in order to keep your head from being decapitated, you got to calm yourself. You got to breathe. Sing a worship song. Go into prayer and calm yourself and shrink back down and say, okay, God, this person is taking their frustration out on me. But Lord God, how can I respond wisely? And God give you the wisdom how to move. You know how Daniel got delivered from this test and this trial? Let me tell you something. Let me come out. Let's take a commercial break. Let's take a commercial break from www.mikebroadcast.com. Let me take a commercial break, and then I'll hit you back. Okay? Let's take a commercial break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez.
Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. We are back to www.mikebroadcast.com. We're also on Mike Live. And I've been talking about the three different types of deliverances. And while you can't get frustrated because a certain test and the trial comes your way, and it's not even your fault. Why is Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going to have their heads chopped off? Because Nebuchadnezzar has his own dreams. I didn't give you the dream. God gave you. Why are you going to take it out on me? Because that's what folk do. When folks are frustrated, they find the nearest target to hit you and bother you because they're mad, because they want attention. So understand that. But I ask God to give you wisdom how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, or through the skill set of communication and keeping calm and keeping temperance, you choose your words wisely. And guess what happened? Daniel interpreted the dream, right? All right? And of course, King Nebuchadnezzar, never did this before, fell down at Daniel. He likes to worship flesh because that's what they did in this culture. And of course, he says, your king is a God, a Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery to me. And the Bible says in verse 48, then the king positioned Daniel in a high position and lavished Daniel many gifts on him. He made him the ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Moreover, at Daniel's request, the king appointed his boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and the big bad Negro, administrators or managers over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. So Daniel got a promotion because when the enemy came in like a flood to chop his head off, Daniel lifted a standard against them because he operated at a professional level. I think God shows me favor when you exhibit joyful obedience in spite of your circumstances. Amen, President CDJ. So that's one deliverance. And this one came to chop your head off. One comes to chop your head off. Look at this next one. Go to Daniel chapter 3. All right? And you know this story. All right? Daniel 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar. We don't even have to even talk about this matter. We don't have to talk about it. It's not even worthy of us to respond to it. If you are going to throw us into blazing fire, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. But even if you throw us in, or even if you don't throw us in, we already told you we're not bending and we're not bowing. All right? Tell King that we will know we will not serve your gods or worship the image of the gold that you set up. Now, it was a second attack of a devil. You're politically embarrassed because you're supposed to bow down because I'm the king, I'm the boss, I'm the dictator. I got the power. And Daniel and Shadrach, Daniel's three friends said, I'm sorry, no, you don't. I don't care how many promotions you gave me. You don't have that much power. You only have the power that God allowed you. And now, by the way, and what you're doing now, you're overstepping your power. Now, I didn't want to publicly embarrass you, but you brought me up front because your boys tried to be looking at us not bowing, and they wasn't bowing. This is a Michael McDuffie translation. But since you called me on the carpet and put me in front of everybody, I only do what I do. I don't bow to other God. I only bow to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's my Jewish roots. So I don't care if I'm in a Babylonian in a strange land. I know the song to sing. And oh boy, look at verse 19. And Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And his whole attitude toward them changed, which means it could be possible, Mike Jeffries. The attitude was more friendly. They could have been like, yo, you guys got to bow, man. You're in front of my people, and I'm politically the leader, and you're going to make me look dumb in front of everybody. You have to bow. But when they said that, his whole attitude changed. And he ordered a furnace to be heated seven times hotter than usual. The number seven stands for the number of perfection. And commanded some of the strongest soldiers, because they had to have muscles bigger than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because them three been under Daniel's diet, eating that daggone vegetables and fruits and moringa, and eating that daggone green algae, eating them plants, plant food, and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men wearing their robes, their trousers, turbans, and other clothes were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. And the king's command was so urgent that the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who was throwing them in, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men firmly tied fell into the blazing furnace. Hello, Mike Jeffries. In verse 24, the Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, most likely those that were stool pigeons, "What are the three men we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire. They're no longer tied up, totally unharmed, and the fourth one looks like the son of the gods," or one translation, look like the son of God. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the royal administration crowded around them. Let me make it plain. The presidents, the governors, the mayors, the commissioners, the freeholders, God will put you on post, put you publicly in front of people, even the folk who put you in the fire. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm going to mention 252 Madison Avenue. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and was no smell of fire on them. The Nebuchadnezzar says, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel to rescue his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a law. I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut in pieces, and their houses be turned into piles of doo-doo, and no other God can save like this." Then the king promoted, look at this, y'all, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the province of Babylon. So he got another promotion. Here's a second attack of a devil. Throw you in the fire. I want to consume you and burn you up. And this is due to political embarrassment. And sometimes many people suffer because you politically embarrass somebody. You put them on blast. You didn't mean to. It's just that they said something real dumb publicly, and you stood up and said something that's not true. And when you correct someone politically, publicly, sometimes they can't take that. So they got to find a way to try to destroy you. I'm in trouble sometimes because I corrected someone publicly, and they had the power to try to blast my name because they didn't understand that I'm protected by the king. So the attack of the enemy can come also by fire. The first one came by temptation to cut your head off. The second one comes by fire. It comes to consume you and burn you up because of political embarrassment. Somebody's watching me today. You're in trouble today because maybe you embarrass someone. Maybe you put someone on blast. Maybe someone tried to get at you and you beat them down. They try to get rid of you, but they was in trouble. And sometimes you suffer because of the ricochet effect. You just so good that your enemies was hoping you quit, give up. And now they're eating their words. They got doodle on their face because they thought you're supposed to fail. You're supposed to punk. You're supposed to give in. And you stood the test of time. And they're frustrated. So all of a sudden, Nebuchadnezzar is going to threaten you. I'm going to throw you in the fire. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, and hear me closely, they said, you can do what you got to do. I don't even think we should even be answering this question. You know we're not going to do that, King. I don't care how many promotions you gave us. We're not bound. We belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're Jewish, and we don't care. Do you? And we don't like that, man. Ooh, folks don't like when you are independent because we live in a society where folks want to manipulate, control, and split in the silos and control you mentally. When you got the ability, you have the ability to speak independently and speak what you see, what you feel, folks hate that, man. They don't like that because they want to be control you and manipulate you. When you are financially free to speak your own mind, you are very powerful. That's why I think the church needs the wealth of the world so she can speak her mind. The reason why the church silence has been bought, because we don't control the world's wealth. We're barely making it. So anytime you got to take a stand, you're worried about losing your grant money, losing your tithes, losing your support. Punk church. We got a punk church. I'm sorry. Punk church. Hold on. So the second attack of the enemy is called public humiliation, political embarrassment. And so I'm going to put the fire and burn it on you. You know, in the book of James, it says kind of all joy when you find yourself in the midst of fiery trials. See, the trials have fire attached to them, Pastor Janie. The fire attached to it. All right, now, what you can't do, Kiki, is get frustrated. You got to do what these three Hebrew boys did in the middle of the fire. First of all, you got to be fully persuaded that you're taking your stand with Christ. Do you leapfrog? Do you? I said all the time to people, do you? Write what you want. Do what you want. You're not punking me. You're still wrong. I call you out in the carpet. Not afraid of you. Do what you got to do. So when you have that type of power and that stance, the enemy's attitude towards you change, and they start trying to destroy your character and destroy your name. So Evelisa Brown, heart to heart, they're going to throw me in the fire. Now, watch how this goes. Watch this. First deliverance, Daniel talked himself out of it. He used the gifts of the Spirit, interpret the king's frustration, and not only was the frustration alleviated, Daniel got a promotion. But look at the second attack. The second attack against God's people has nothing to do with chopping off heads. This one has to do with being thrown into the fire. Now, look how God delivers these three Hebrew boys. He doesn't throw the fire out. He lets you go in the middle of the fire. Some of our deliverances is just surviving in the midst of the fire. I don't want the fire to go out. I want you to keep talking about me. I want you to say I won't make it. I want you to continue to keep your eyes on me and keep doubting me and keep saying I'm crazy and keep on leaving me. Because right in the middle of the fire, Christ is walking with me. Now watch this. When God is delivering you in the midst of the fire, he puts on a show. Jesus. There's some deep stuff here. There's some crazy stuff, my brother, my engineer. Listen, Brown, listen to this, Kiki and Pastor Janie. When God delivers some of you in the midst of the fire, he doesn't put the fire out. As a matter of fact, the hotter the fire, the more you shine. I don't mind. If I'm in the fire in Christ with me, what do I care? Do you throw me in the fire? Fire me. Talk bad about me. Take my job. Scatter my people. Do you. I am comfortable walking in the fire because I'm not alone. I got this guy with me named Jesus. He walks in me. He walks beside me. And there's angels all around me. They're innumerable. So although you're looking for me to be consumed and fall over and quit and throw in the towel, I'm just doing double dutch. I'm jumping. I'm doing the electric slide. I'm doing the Cupid shuffle inside the fire because I'm not by myself. Now, while God is keeping me in the midst of the fire, I'll become a live show. Nebuchadnezzar came to the fire pit and looked inside the barbecue pit and said, I thought we supposed to be barbecuing three of y'all. Why do I see four people? That means that the people that try to throw you in the fire, listen, the people that threw you in the fire, when they see you walk in the fire, they're going to see something else. That's why I like it when my enemies see me succeed. That's why I like it when folk have meetings about me and say, I won't make it, I'm crazy. And they just look at you, but they're looking and wondering, how are you making it? How are you surviving? Because I understand I went into the fire with keys. I went into the fire with kingdom. Watch this. I went in tithing. I went in giving. I went in showing. So when you threw in the fire, all I did was, I'm going to sit back and watch God perform a show, man. Nebuchadnezzar says, did we throw three people in? Why do I see four? Because when it comes to quantum physics, sometimes when you put your eyes on spiritual stuff, the science and the stuff changes. God allowed my boy, allowed Nebuchadnezzar to operate in the quantum physics level, in the quantum theory. But putting his eyes on the spiritual, the stuff changed. And my boy, 249, I got about 6 minutes. My boy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are operating in kingdom in the midst of the fire. Why? Why are they in trouble? Because of political embarrassment. Because you made a law and try to force me to bow down at the law. If some of y'all listen to me and watch me Facebook Live, you're going to become, the church can come to a point where you're going to have to take a stand on some political issues and it's going to cost you something. And some of you make me, you know, sometimes I get real sad at church folk because we like to stand on certain issues and don't stand on others. We're a big proponent against black history, racism, discrimination. And then I start asking folks about, what about all these babies that die, mostly black babies? How come they don't stand up? How come they don't protest? Why is it folks can get up and marry who they want to marry and don't follow the traditional laws of marriage and no one says nothing? Why are you so quiet on one end and real vocal on the other? Because we're politically bought. Straight up, if you're going to call out something, call it across the board. Even if you're struggling with it, I'd rather have someone say, I got a friend of mine. He said to me, Duffy, he said, I practice a lifestyle. I know that's not pleasing God. He said, I already know it. He said, no, you know, he's been lying. I just enjoy doing it. I know it's wrong. I got more respect for him than I got for other folk who get out there, you know, and justifying it. Don't, you know what tempting Christ means? Is to justify something you know is dead wrong, and then get out in public and make a whole show out of it that is okay. That's the type of sin that will get God to judge you. The struggle, to go through privately, that's a whole other ballgame. But the public can get out in front and say, I'm a crackhead, I'm proud of it. You know, I'm robbing and stealing people, I'm proud of it. I'm having sex with animals, I'm proud of it. I'm not, that's braggadocious. It's a different type of lifestyle you're doing. It doesn't work like that. So when you take a public stand against a king's order or verdict, you're publicly embarrassing him. So he's going to put pressure and throw you in the fire. Guys, when you go in the fire, your faith is better than gold. You're going to go in and come out if you go in fully believing. Hallelujah. So you got two attacks. One that came by, I'm going to chop your head off, and Daniel talked about by communication, gifts of the spirit. Two, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go in the fire, Darrell Davis, and comes out because they've got a full confidence of taking a bold stand. Some of you will come out the fire if you take a daggone stand. You so pumped. Saved, pumped. Love the Lord, silent the wrong time. Won't speak up for the poor. Won't call a certain sense. Won't say, no, that's institutionalized racism. No, that's wrong. Now, you can't pay this white guy $20 an hour and pay this black guy $5 an hour. That's based on color and gender. It's wrong. And also, listen to me carefully, there's some of you who might not agree with people's lifestyle. They may be doing something that's sinful, but they still need to be treated justly. They still want clean streets. They still want their kids educated. They might have something they do that you agree with, but they still need to be treated fairly and justly. See, church folks are punked. Punk church folks. All right, they call me wrong, radical, Pastor Mike. Sometimes it's not wrong, radical. It's just I can read a Bible and I see what it says straight up. Here's the third attack. I'm coming out home. 2:52. I got 3 minutes. In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel is thrown in the lion's den. Now, keep in mind, Nebuchadnezzar attacked these boys on the first two attacks. This is a whole new administration. And, of course, they tried to catch King Darius up in some political mumbo-jumbo. And King Darius does not have a problem with Daniel. But the jealousy folks do. So, of course, they signed some decree. All right, and this was a decree. It says, verse 6, well, chapter 9, verse 6 says, no, 6, 6. Daniel 6, 6 says, so the administrators and the satraps went as a group to the king and said, O King Darius, live forever, blowing smoke up his behind. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict that enforces the decree that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, O king, issue the decree and put it in writing so it cannot be altered, and according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repelled. So King Darius put his decree in writing. That's called political manipulation. This is a politician. King Darius is a politician. He's following the flow because he's trying to rule and keep everybody at peace. You know? Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, Brother Crystal. And so he's caught in a political trap, political mumbo-jumbo. Now, based on his dumb behind signing the decree, he put Daniel in trouble. But verse 10 says, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem, which actually was burned to the ground. He saw the invisible Jerusalem. That's another subject at another time. Three times a day, got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and revealed, and they told on Daniel. Stick with me. Hey, listen, I got to close. It's 2:55. Hey, I'm going to pick this up on Mike Live. I want to thank y'all for listening. Church this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. You want the address, inbox me. I'm going to come back. I'm going to finish this thing out on Mike Live. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcastdv.com. Please go to my Cash app and sow a seed today. Please show support. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcastdv.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. See you in church tomorrow at 9:30, the Mighty Sons of God Church. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.